In Rome last night, the third anniversary of the 9/11 attacks was commemorated with an interfaith gathering to promote a world of interdependent citizens. At a time of severely strained transatlantic relations, the event brought prominent figures from the United States, Europe, and the Muslim world together. The ceremony had particular resonance in Italy, which has been stunned by the kidnapping of two Italian female aid workers in Iraq and their two Iraqi colleagues. Here's NPR's Sylvia Pagioli.
The ceremony took place under a starlit sky in the most majestic of Roman squares on the top of the Capitoline Hill, designed by Michelangelo.
Santa Maria, Stella d'Odia, mostranos via per adeus et nos via.
Against the backdrop of Renaissance palaces and the nearby ancient ruins of the Roman Forum, a trio of Moroccan women performed medieval songs from the Mediterranean, the cradle of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. On the podium, a Catholic cardinal, the rabbi of Rome, and the leader of the Italian Muslim community. The host of the event, Rome Mayor Walter Veltroni, set the tone for the evening.
Con orrore e con pietà a quei momenti, a quelle ore nelle quali abbiamo visto persone volare.
This September 11th is particularly difficult for us, he said. We are anguished by the kidnapping of the two Italian women and two Iraqis. This is an extension of the wound inflicted on the United States and the rest of the world by the Twin Tower attacks 3 years ago. Italian public opinion has been stunned by the kidnapping of two women who were working with Iraqi children and who had been outspoken in their opposition to the war and to the Italian military presence in Iraq. The next speaker at the 9/11 ceremony was American political theorist Benjamin Barber. He's the promoter of the concept of an interdependent world and the need for transnational cooperation among citizens' groups as a means to combat injustice and terrorism. He spoke of the horrific attack on the U.S. 3 years ago.
But in this cruel world in which we live, 9/11 does not belong to America. Every nation and every people now have their own 9/11s. It was March 11th in Madrid. It was just this week for Italy, in Iraq, and in Israel, and in Palestine, and in Afghanistan and Iraq. It is 9/11 every day.
Barber described what he calls malevolent global interdependence.
We believe that today we have a world of criminals without frontiers, weapons without frontiers, terrorists without frontiers, AIDS without frontiers, exploitative capitalist markets without frontiers. What we are lacking is citizens without frontiers, democracy without frontiers, justice without frontiers.
Another participant in the event was Turkish writer Mustafa Akyol. He acknowledged that Muslims in Europe, as well as in the Middle East, have not been in the forefront in protesting terrorist violence committed in the name of Islam.
And that's why I believe that moderate Muslims, we have to come out and make a coherent case explaining why that is unacceptable from a Muslim point of view. I mean, we cannot just say, well, terrorism is bad, this is not Islam. It's not enough. We should also explain why that is completely unacceptable.
But there are signs of change, as in France, where large numbers of Muslims demonstrated for the release of the two French journalists held hostage in Iraq. Many Muslims in Italy are beginning to mobilize. Earlier this week, they took part in candlelight vigils for the victims of the recent massacre in Russia. Muslim organizations have signed appeals for the release of the two women, and some Muslims joined Italians in protest marches in dozens of Italian cities.
Di fronte a eventi così tragici come i 400 ostaggi.
At this march in Rome, a small group of women with headscarves carried lit candles. 23-year-old Fatima is a Tunisian who's been living here for 5 years. This is the first time I have demonstrated in favor of an Italian cause, she says. I hope the kidnappers will hear our appeal. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.